Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yes!
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Welcome to another glorious episode of Drinking Bros.
Drinking Bros.
Getting 4th of July.
I'm more excited than my ex-girlfriend wishing she had a pregnancy test that was positive. What?
Whoa!
So
whoa!
Gross.
Whoa!
Fuck.
I'm more excited than two Bill Cosby dicks.
Whoa!
Oh.
Whoa!
He's got more knockouts than Ronda Rousey.
He's more excited than two Bill Cosby dicks at a cheerleading convention.
Oh,
what?
I need
what?
A sweater what? To clean up. I need a sweater to clean up after that.
That escalated.
No, I am excited because we have a special guest. We have Derek Wida.
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 Oh my God.
It's
Wida.
Three quarters of a man.
The first man in the world that losing a leg made him more famous.
He's like a Viking.
Made him more cool and more
Viking.
Jacked. More jacked.
I know. It's, it makes all of us a two legs look like assholes.
That was just killing you, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're like two covers of Men's Fitness pressed against each other.
But really sticky, you know?
Yeah. But they you're more jacked cover. than an El Camaro in Rocco's family's yard.
Yeah, I mean, I like that.
That is hilarious.
It's because they're way too busy. Everybody is they're in love with the guy on Dancing with the Stars.
Who? Fuck him.
Colin?
Noah Galloway.
Yeah, Noah Galloway.
Never mind.
I can't say fuck.
Like, I'm not gonna say fuck him, but
I want to be famous. But you know, like I'm doing things other than ballroom dancing.
You're not on Dancing with the Stars, bro.
Well, yeah. You're giving back and being a badass.
I spoke to Noah.
Exactly. Better luck next time in life, Derek.
Like, and I was gonna have him. It was over 5 years ago because he lived in Alabama.
Who are you talking about?
Noah Galloway. Oh. He's half an arm amputee, a leg amputee. I was gonna have him come out and lead PT for the TACP Schoolhouse. With his gas mask and his amputations.
OAW
and just,
style.
Just ruin the students, because I thought that would be funny. But then, you know, he got super famous, and now he doesn't talk to me.
Jesus.
Story of Jared's life. By the way, we'll do a quick intro here. Jared Taylor, Jared Taylor, Matt Best, Rocco is here, and Ross Patterson is here. Yeah. Jared, what are you drinking tonight, Jared? What do you got?
Straightforward. He's quick on this.
Wow,
one.
This is so. I felt like I got cut short.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah,
we didn't even give Ross a big dick tonight. Yeah. You know,
we didn't. We got a lot of talk.
He doesn't
want to
see.
A lot of talk
seem
about
conceited.
Okay, you know? Okay.
He can't say it himself.
Okay,
if it's coming from me. It's all right.
What you drinking there, JT?
Tonight I'm going back to the grain alcohol, Ross.
What?
Are you really?
Is that what's in that cup?
I can't get away. Is Everclear and Sprite?
Jeez, oh my!
What?
You're gonna go fucking blind?
That's Jared's go-to.
It's
not about tasting good. It's not about the experience. It's about how fucked can I get in the shortest period of time?
How fast like can he piss in the corner of the room for no reason? Right?
Hey, I piss a lot. Yeah.
We know you too well.
Yeah.
We know you too well. Derek, what are you drinking tonight?
Coors Light and fucking Copenhagen, actually, right now. I got a big fat fucking chew in.
Yeah.
Of course you are. You've got to keep those abs tight. You got to keep those fucking abs, don't you?
Should I have been like creatine and protein?
See, I'm confused because Derek always drinks Coors Light, which is beer and fattening, but he looks really good.
Well, he works out.
What's his name? Jim? The Jim.
Big difference.
He knows a guy named Jim.
Yes. I got a friend.
I don't know a guy named Jim.
No, you know a guy named
I'll introduce you. I'll hook you guys up tomorrow. We can fucking do this shit.
Is it early?
Yes, it's 6 a.m.
Is it a Planet Fitness? Do you work out at Planet Fitness? Is
that Ross. You work at the anti-gym.
No judgment. It's a no-judgment zone, Jared.
One of these days, my haircut, my beard, my tattoos, I'm going in a tank top and Ranger panties. I'm going to see if they'll even fucking let me in.
Yes.
I just want to do it.
Dude, I gave me a good idea. Let's take fucking Jared to a workout where we give him an Art 15 our side workout.
I've heard rumors that Jared gets in shape really fucking fast. And whereas that may be true, like I still want to see him on day one.
I want to destroy his soul.
Yeah. The first 4 days I'll be miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then
I want to see it.
Then like day six, it'll be like, I remember this.
So weird.
That is weird. Hey, Rocco, what are you drinking tonight?
Again, I'm drinking Bud Light. I'm just boring today. I see some whatever Matt's drinking on the other side. It looks good. I might take a couple sips
of that.
You should
take that.
Yeah, what is it? What is Matt drinking?
You're big
Matthew,
poppy.
What are
you
drinking?
Don't ask.
Ross, again, I want to thank you, Ross, for obviously being, you know, one of my favorites in this world, but you're the only other person that actually makes an attempt, I feel like, to give the listeners something to research.
Hey, I got a surprise for you guys in the next couple weeks. I have a couple bottles.
Grape juice and Hennessy is the most creative thing that has ever come out of Drinking Bros.
I have a couple guys sending me some personal shit. So next podcast, I'll have some personal shit sent to me from the great far lands. Yes, I'm excited.
What's a far land to you?
Don't fucking worry about it, you fuck.
Mexican far land is like Nebraska to you.
It's from Nebraska.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking, Matt?
Oh, we're starting quick. Hey, I love Irish whiskey, man, so I'm drinking some Bushmills Black Bush.
It's kind of like from the 70s.
I'm pretty sure I had that in high school.
It's very similar to Jameson Black Barrel. It's not bad, man. It's good. I'm actually just drinking it out of the bottle right now. I got a Coors Light, too, so I ain't lying. But,
You're chasing it. You're chasing the dragon. I like it.
I like to make it hurt for about 3 seconds and then chase it. What are you drinking, my man?
I am drinking a Fireside Chat Winter Spiced Ale. For those of you who've seen FDR American Badass, it's got FDR on the can. And it says it's made by 21st Amendment Brewery.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
That's nice.
I like that. How is it spiced? Is it like pumpkin shit or is it like...
I think it comes from FDR's polio. They put a dash of polio in it.
You leave it? I have something.
And they just give it up.
I love it.
I'm going to wait for him to go to the sponsors, and then I'll get into
Jared. Jared, who are our sponsors tonight?
Tonight, our sponsors are Lead Slinger's Whiskey, the greatest whiskey in Nebraska.
He's already drunk. I feel like I should do the sponsors.
A great piece of American literature that was written, handwritten with a goose
quill.
And 612 pages of birchwood. At night she cries while he rides his steed. A romance novel.
Yeah, the
dudes.
First ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written.
Have you read any of it?
No. I've read
Rocco doesn't read.
I read a romance novel when I was in jail once. I traded my bread for a fucking book.
Did you really?
I had to read about Blake's. It was called The Cowboy.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, we got to get you this book.
Yeah, this has got a cowboy in it.
And don't you dare forget also TNO, the next objective.
The next objective.
Yeah, actually,
which is a nonprofit that Derek is a chairman in, right? Is that your position?
He's actually the founder.
I mean, you're kind of you're the founder, but
founder, chairman.
Chairman, you know, that's kind of a cooler thing.
The chair.
The chair.
The chair.
Yep.
It's all about getting veterans into fitness and helping guys out that just kind of need a helping hand to get back into
that little push.
Motivation, little push. Just like when
Jared's
splitting his pelvis, he needs a little
push.
Shut
up.
Just a tiny push from behind is all it takes sometimes.
Well, okay.
We'll pay for the pap smear.
So weird.
So you know me. Yeah. Now, imagine me as young in the military. I just got the piss beat out of me for years.
What?
I mean, that's why.
Yeah, that's
why I could get in shape so fast is because I spent, you know, a majority of my career just getting. Just beat up by the older guy. Oh, you got to be. You said what? You fucking idiot. Go run around the building until I'm tired.
He's trying to act like the Air Force is actually tough. You know?
Get on your bicycle.
Yeah. Get on your bicycle and do two laps. And when you come back, there's no pie. You only get a flaming yawn.
I developed a survivor's instinct because they made me do push-ups.
Dude, I actually showed Hollywood Herd. We've talked about him a lot. A video of Jared, and he's watching it, and I was like, you realize that's Jared Taylor, right? And he goes, no, it's fucking not. That looks like Jared ate Jared. It was when you did that, when the Air Force switched over their combat uniforms.
Oh, that was so funny.
And you were an instructor down at the schoolhouse. And he was like, that's not Jared. And I was like, no, listen to his vocal articulation. That's Jared Taylor.
Dude, have you seen pictures of all three of us from the beginning?
Yeah.
Till now, we completely look so...
We're so fat and washed up.
I know. We're like, what happened to us? We look so fat. And
I want
to
go back. I'll go back.
I prefer Big Poppy other than...
Little Poppy. Yeah.
Medium Poppy.
Like when I saw you back in the Missoula days, I saw some old foot. You're too skinny, dude.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, I was a bone, dude.
Just like me. I was like, well, yeah,
you were Pequeño Poppy.
Yeah, I was getting ready for Ranger School, so I was trying to lean out and get ready to start doing that thing.
You look like your younger years, you look like you'd wear a flat bill hat and try and sell me magazines.
I probably would have. I was a hustling motherfucker. I probably would have sold you a cell phone that would work for a week guaranteed for $100. Tell you that.
A burner. You got a bunch of burners for sale?
Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah. So, hey, by the way, I wanted to jump into tonight's episode really quick because I've been getting a ton of emails about this. Have you guys heard about this Sweat, South Dakota? Everybody keeps sending us. It's a city for sale in South Dakota for $400,000. It comes with an entire functioning tavern that is open currently. You can buy the entire town, the whole city, and become whatever you want to do with it.
That's
so you can be.
They posted that in Drinking Bros. They said if everybody donated $20, the Drinking Bros group itself could purchase the town.
I feel like
purchase the city.
We had this.
We can purchase the city.
No, we were talking about this the other day when we're like, "Fuck you, money." And I was thinking, what would I do with fuck you money? And what was I talking about? The compound?
Cobblestone. Yeah, you said you wanted
to. Compound, but that's what. Compound. Buy a fucking
cobblestone
town.
Main Street, no cars allowed. We would make crazy rules like double open carry only.
You can't have one pistol. You need
two. If you're gonna open
two.
Carry, you better have one on each side.
But that's no, so you funny. Can single open carry if it's an AR. Like you can have, but you have
no,
to have a Kydex.
That's kinda gay.
But no.
If he's walking around with an AR.
No. Listen to what I'm going to say. You can't sling it. It has to be holstered. So you have to develop a leg holster for an AR.
They have that. There is a
no. I saw one. It's fucking rad.
Holster for the AR.
Stupid as fuck, but rad.
I want throwing
knives. Like me.
Yeah, he's like,
dude. We should just create like a 20 mil cannon that's Derek's leg. It's just a straight cannon.
We might be talking out of context here, guys. So if you don't know who Derek White is, he's first and foremost, one of our best friends in life. We're in a lot of business endeavors together. He is a combat wounded veteran. He lost his right leg, took a 7.62 round, AK round 3.9 through the kneecap, right? Or side by side?
Side to side.
Side to side. Had his leg for about 4 years, did some fucking crazy shit, and then is an insanely fit dude and motivating the fuck out of our community. So if you don't know who Derek White is, This is coming from my mouth. You're wrong. Look him up. He is a motivator and one of the coolest dudes we know.
And he's a white falcon.
Yeah, he's a white falcon. He's our family. Falcon. And now he's a piece of shit because I was so nice to you right then, you know?
God. You're right about that. I'm kind of a piece of shit.
That's why we like you. You're kind of a piece
Derek,
of shit.
Yeah. Derek, is there anything else that you know, Matt didn't say that you want to add to that?
He covered it. You
he
know,
got
like
so uncomfortable. I was nice. Yeah.
Are you pissed that you're not on it's Dancing like, with the Stars? Are you pissed that you're not on Dancing with the Stars?
Not at all. Like, you would never see me ballroom
fucking
dancing.
Noah, you're too famous for us.
You won't see me oiled up and fucking doing the nude modeling. There's plenty of fucking veteran amputees doing that
shit. I gotta admit, man, one of my favorite things about you is you go against the grain because it's like, with the fitness thing, it's all like, in what if you ever watch Derek's channel, it's not like, you need to like only do this today. He's like, fuck you. I drink beer. I chew. I'm an asshole. But guess what? I fucking do good things.
I actually work out when I go to the gym.
Yeah. No,
that was Jared talking in Derek's voice. Yeah. That was not Jared saying he works out.
Jared does not work out. Jared does not work out.
Hey, I walked in the mailbox today, bro.
That's his workout for the week.
A brisk walk.
That's disgusting. But
brisk walk.
We need to buy. We need to buy the town, Ross. We need. To
I know.
Buy that
so,
town.
So if we did buy this town, by the way, what would Derek be in this town? How badass is Derek?
I think the sheriff.
What would he be?
No shirt law. No fucking shirts in this town. Nobody wears a shirt.
Wow.
Not even.
Shirt law. And would he be the sheriff? He'd be the sheriff of this town.
Yeah. I think Derek would be sheriff.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Because you would need the council. I feel like we'd maybe be the council, but like Derek, we'd dispatch Derek because he's like the sheriff. He's the law enforcer.
Nobody says anything to the amputee. Nobody talks back
right.
to the
amputee. Right, and you perfect. And you chew too, so you have such the ability
to
deliver one liners.
Wear a duster.
Yeah, it'd be a country.
Shirtless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's a country western town.
double six shooters.
Yes.
Like, that's it. Dude, I want this to happen. Like, I want to buy a town.
Hey,
I think we should buy a town.
Hey, Derek, the entire town is 6.16 acres. It says of prime prairie real estate. So at least you could walk it. You could walk it and feel confident about it and be like, all right, cool. I feel good about this shit. It says it's got a bar. So the tavern, they've got a tavern. They've got a workshop, three trailers, a single house. You have your own post office and your own zip code, by the way. And you get to name all the streets in the town.
Jeez,
dude, we
for 400
this
grand.
This is a project.
What is this?
This is a project.
Yeah,
Legless Boulevard.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, Legless Boulevard. Dude. It's 2 hours southeast of Rapid City.
But I want
for those for everybody listening in
loss.
South Dakota.
You could go after the guys like, see you motherfuckers ain't got shirt. You got shirts on and like fucking spit an upper lip and double.
I'm the sheriff
spit.
In town. Yeah.
It's gonna be like the Django where everyone just gets shot.
Can I just pretend I'm Christopher?
Dude,
what's his
somebody,
name?
I come up to somebody who gets shot in the leg. I'm just like, he'll live.
hey, Main Street is called Duff Street.
Ew.
Oh, God.
It's so gross. God damn it.
Ruined my fantasy.
I know.
What?
Gosh.
We can't have Duff Avenue?
No.
Why?
You open up a Dinklage Dramatic Acting Academy?
Oh, man. It's like Shakespeare in Love. You know?
No.
Just make everybody read Peter Dinklage monologues.
It's Dinklage Antiquities. Like, it's nothing but Dinklage, like clay figures and statues and
nothing
wood.
Short,
ceramics.
Big heads. Little big heads.
You could
things.
Buy. You could buy real household products, but they're smaller.
Oh, God. So gross.
Who would you be, Matt? Because I pictured you as a good shot. You wouldn't be the sheriff, though, huh?
No.
I don't think I'm the sheriff, man, because I'm, in actual real life, I'm pretty passive and a nice guy. But, yeah, when I feel like Rocco and I would probably be, like, the duo. Like, we would come in to fuck shit up when the sheriff's like, now I told you, boys. Don't make me call Big Poppy and
well,
little
what
fuck
other,
fuck.
What other positions do we have
well,
here?
Ron? I tell you what,
well,
something
look,
I always
okay,
want to
so,
be is
so,
a barber, dude. I want to be the barber in the town.
Yeah,
the
barber,
that's
but you're like
the enforcer
barber. No. That's what you are.
Town
dude,
barber.
Desperado,
town barber,
bro.
Like
you're
that.
Desperado. Instead of the guitar case with the machine guns in it, you have the barber. So it's like when shit goes down in the town, all of a sudden you're fucking your little case with your hair.
Like
shit,
this guy was
products.
So nice. He just cut my
people,
hair.
Yeah.
And now he's fucking slitting throats. What a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty good with that straight razor. Homie.
I think JT would be a good bartender that just fucking
he's
gets
a bartender.
The chief of entertainment.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He would book.
Everything.
Yeah. You would book bands.
So
for
he'd
the
be
bar.
The bartender at the bar. Yeah. And he'd also run the brothel and everything else. Yeah. That's
run
great.
In our town, brothels illegal.
Yeah.
I would want to go back to my old college job. I'll be the bouncer there. I'll be the bouncer there.
There you go, the bouncer.
Oh, I
yes.
was like, if the brothel's illegal, I'm not living in this town.
Dude, we have to have Jim
O'Hare.
No,
you can
the mayor.
Legalize the brothel. You can legalize it.
The mayor needs to be Jim O'Hare, Ross.
Well, would that be Rasta? Ross, what would be your job?
No, Ross said he wants to bounce.
You're more important.
I
want to
be the bouncer. No. I am, and you're right. You're right about that. So I want to change it because I want to change. Like, and I think a lot of people forget about my importance in this world. I think I would be mayor. I definitely would be mayor.
No. Chaplain.
I want Jim O'Hare.
I would
to
be a bouncer
mayor.
On the weekends. We need someone. A bouncer on the weekends.
We need because someone to be the judge, judge.
Think about Jim O'Hare in a beautiful tux every day, like announcing his giant voice to everyone in the town.
I think Ross would be the judge.
Yeah. I think you're the judge.
Because judges are kind of like, you know, very,
they're
very
powerful.
Confident and very powerful.
Yeah, your house is next to the mayor.
See,
because when you ride your steed home wasted, like, Derek's not arresting you. Why?
No, you're
the
fucking
judge,
bro.
Dude.
I'm the judge. Yeah. I'll take the judge.
Jim O'Hare's shaking hands and kissing babies every day.
Yeah.
I do see Jim O'Hare as the head of the post office, though. You know, like, he's got a very postal vibe about him.
Yeah, and you know what? The judge and the sheriff have to have this nice
we need,
little
we need
thing,
Richard
you know?
Rule as the number one deputy under Derek.
There you go.
Oh yeah. He'd be down too. He'd be down in South Dakota. By the way, so because I'm talking as if this is a real thing and we actually are going to buy this fucking town.
I know. I'm like going through this whole fantasy right now.
I'm in it.
We should set up a GoFundMe or an Indiegogo for the fucking town.
I'm selling. I'll sell my kids. Did you just?
Well, hey Rocco, now that your number is only $500,000, you still have $100,000 left over, so you could buy the town. And then I have $100,000 left over.
That is true.
I'm not fucking a dude.
See,
your
I
wife
think,
called in. Yeah, it's $500,000.
Your wife said otherwise.
I think, though, Ross, realistically, it's going to take us around $5 million because we're gonna need the land, and then we're going to need to put about $4.5 million into Main Street.
We have to invest it. Yeah.
No. The bar is open. It's fully functioning.
We need someone to work there.
We need a town hall. We need a couple more buildings, and then we need cabins for everybody.
I feel a little insecure though. I still never got a title out of this. I need something here.
Yeah. What is Matt? He's the county clerk.
The clerk?
He's the
just give him the, banker. The gimpiest position. Well, yeah,
can I be
the
like the sharpshooter where
he's
like
the,
I kill
the jailer.
People, but I'm always
he's the jailer.
I'm the head of the bank because if you look back to all these, the head of the bank was always like, he was like the judge. It was like, oh, that guy runs the bank. We ain't going to fuck with him.
Well, yeah,
I just want to be the degenerate where I have hookers in my room the whole time and then I come out drinking.
You're the asshole that shows up to town. It's like, oh,
you're
fuck.
The yeah,
best
you're the drifter.
Town,
you're just the drifter. Full time drifter.
Everyone hides.
But I want to stay in town and drink with you guys.
Well, that's what I mean. Full time drifter.
Yeah. What are you doing here? I don't know.
I'm just
going to
come back with dead
Dude,
coyotes
he's
and horses
the one,
for food.
Every morning, Derek's kicking him because he's passed out
yes,
on the deck
that's
of
me.
The bar.
That's me.
Like he's
wait,
like,
wait,
wait,
which
hey,
leg?
Mr. Best.
The town drifter
you
from
need
the
to
other
get,
side of the tracks.
You need to get over to your loft. Like Matt's room is near, is, no, is a loft in a barn.
I got it. Matt is the bank robber. He's robbing
he
from his own.
Can't be a bank
he
robber.
Steals the money and then he brings it right back to his own bank as the manager.
No, how about this? I go do I do outside jobs, steal the money and invest
bring
it back
to the town. Yes, dude. I'm so
dude, rude. Ross, could you
you're
imagine,
like the Robin like, Hood of it's so it's Sweat South Dakota for those at home.
Dude, I can
S-W-E-T-T
at least
Sweat South Dakota.
I can hide at least $300,000 in Derek's fake leg.
We
I think.
Should and we would send invitations to celebrities to come party with us, but it would be horsebound. Like someone would show up in Beverly Hills on a horse, deliver them a scroll like, you are invited to the town of Dink.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it's Sweat. It's called Sweat.
Well, we'll rename
so
that.
I want to see you sweat.
We can rename
see you
that.
Sweat. Yeah, you're not allowed to rename the city. You're not allowed to rename the city.
Well, Sweat's cool. We can do that.
Sweat's cool.
We
sell
a lot of shirts
booty sweat.
For that. booty sweat.
Booty sweat.
Want to see that booty sweat? Booty sweat.
Oh, by the way, Ross, we need to let you in on our new idea,
dude.
What is this?
We created.
What do you? What? Yeah. What is this? Because I heard about the double 4th of July. So where do we go from there?
So Rocco and I last night had a phone conference with E Class.
Yes.
Okay. E-Class was, or...
E-Class is our first AD from
Eric Mateo.
And he's really close with
a
lot of producers
know
in the world.
I didn't even know his name until now.
Yeah, he's
good dude,
he's
man.
Done a lot
good
of things
dude.
In the producing world as and also friends with a lot of producers in music.
Yes. So E-Class is now in on our idea full force, both feet.
Do we want to give up this information?
Yeah, we do, because we need to let people know now that this is our plan. So when it does succeed, it was like, this was our plan all along.
Okay, let's tell them.
So, Ross, we're going to develop the next huge club hit.
Yes, the next huge club hit, yes.
Yeah, so we picked apart LMFAO videos and lyrics yesterday, and not impressed.
No, like, so
we could do that.
What the fuck are you going to call it?
It's going to be called
Take Your Fucking Pants Off.
Take Your Pants Off.
It's like this little lackluster.
No.
I need hook. I need the hook. No.
Take your pants off! Take your fucking pants off!
See, that's what I needed. I'm in. Yeah. I'm in that.
Yeah. So, is it for dudes, though, or girls?
It's
like,
for
everyone. Take
your
pants off.
It's for everybody that's in a party, like, because you're not having a party if you've got pants. It's not a party if there's
pants. You can rap to that song. It's like, pull up to the club, don't give a fuck, pull my pants off and stick it in your butt.
Yeah, all of us are just waving our pants.
Dude, imagine.
We've got Seattle Seahawks players, like, in the music video. Like, everybody's there.
Dude, think about
it. We got babysitters.
Think about it. Remember this song?
Six babysitters?
It's getting hot in here, take off all your clothes. Well, now this is gonna be. This is a whole different. Like, look at you saying a potty unless you take your fucking pants off. Everybody, take your pants off. Yeah.
Take your fucking
pants
off.
Yeah, yeah.
See? He's already into it.
Dude, I'm in.
Congratulations, you didn't copyright this. You put it on public forum, so now it got stolen.
No, right now this is the date stamp.
Yeah,
that means anybody that does this after this, it's like, bro, we've got it on recording. You dumbass.
You got a mushroom stamp of approval from the Dinker.
Speaking about music, actually, Derek Wyda, my man, just dropped. You were like number one on the metal list on iTunes, or what were you?
Yeah, we held the number one position on the metal genre for a couple days, and
we climbed up
to 82. 82 on the top 100 on iTunes. Well, we beat Drake for like an hour.
Shut the fuck up. Which Drake song? Which Drake?
No, it was the fucking album.
No way.
So like top we climbed to 82 on the iTunes album.
Well, what is your album?
Yeah, so the people that are listening, you know, so it's called Larinaga and Legless. He says it like a Spanish name, like Larinaga.
Larinaga?
Yeah, Larinaga and Legless. Instamode Edgaf, Volume 1.
That's the hardest thing to Google.
So, but you do have this already posted on your Facebook page, correct? That people
Derek
can find
Wyda
it.
Fan page?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's motivational metal, you know? So it was an idea I had driving home. I was like, man, I want to do like something for the dudes in the gym, like somewhere like it's like I'm training them or I'm a part of their workout and shit. So we developed this album where it's like a journey through a workout. There's some fucking hard banging guitar music and drums and shit, and then I'm just screaming in their ears.
That's badass. No, I actually bought the album the day it came out. Listen to it at the gym. I think it's fucking badass. I think I can see where some of the people that don't necessarily have the motivation to go to the gym, it's one of those things that's like, man, this is fucking badass. No shit. Derek Wyda is kind of motivating me through a workout. It's pretty
badass.
Yeah,
he's like in the ears, man.
It's a cool concept.
It's hard pressed for me not to like it because I fucking love metal. So you and I have very similar tastes in music.
It was a learning process, and like we're already working on Volume 2 and shit and getting better. So
wait, you said I got to be a guest rapper, right?
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I be a guest singer?
Absolutely.
There it is. Dude, game on.
We're gonna bring
you know
all
what?
Sorts
God
of people.
God damn it, Rocco!
That's fucking awesome.
Rocco has never sung on the podcast.
No, I'm not gonna sing today,
dude.
I'm not gonna sing today.
Adele, hello.
Why?
Hold on. If people don't know, and I'm going to put Rock on the spot, he cannot remember a fucking lyric to save his life. He needs a little work in tempo, but he has the voice of an angel. And when he knows certain songs, it is amazing.
Yeah, I have to know the song, and I don't know any songs.
Please?
No, I'm not singing tonight. Not singing
You need to do the.
But I like your voice too.
Mama told me.
I know a little bit of that.
Give me a little bit, just a taste.
Her mama told me. When I was young, to sit beside me, my only son.
So I love
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can hear another.
I feel like you need to be a little closer.
Hey, Rocco, you're a simple. You're a simple kind of man.
Simple kind of man, man.
Is that it?
I sing on the Rocco page. You can see there's page. One on there that is singing. So whatever.
Simple Man, right?
That was Simple Man. Yeah, that's a cool song.
I always laugh about the Art 15 crew. We're all failed musicians. Like Jared was a touring Irishman.
Yeah.
I was a failed lead guitar player. You're just
we're gonna bring it back this year, though.
We're doing it. We're doing an album.
We started a record label.
Yeah, we did.
What was the name of your band? What was the name of your band?
Jared's
or mine?
Jared's. Yeah.
Oh, that was just me. It was just I was a solo act.
So you were never part of a band? I find that hard to believe.
No, I was never part of a band.
He did his own thing.
I see you playing a Casio keyboard upright.
Just weird facial expressions the whole time.
Yeah, like way too
into. Yeah.
Take your pants off. Take your fucking pants off.
Dude, Ross, I was in an emo band in high school called Blind Story.
No, hey, were you really?
Yeah, I'm man.
That's
what?
Rad, dude. I didn't, dude, that's so funny. I don't know that.
Blind Story, man. Yeah, it's dude, I got to say, or singer sucked, but musicianly,
musically.
Thank you. Yeah. I had asked for that. Yeah. Musically wise, it was fucking, dude, crazy talented. I actually played bass because it was before I got into playing guitar. But all these guys are crazy fucking talented. We're like 15 years old. And dude, some of the songs were called Brown Paper Magazine. And it was about going and jacking off in the bathroom, bad manners, saying, like, I'll stick my dick in your apple pie. All the lyrics were crazy, but it was a fun time.
Matt, we made it a full half hour without anybody mentioning sticking their dick into anything.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I said apple pie.
That's not true. The first like 1 minute we were talking about your dick, Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I refused to talk about it for that reason. Yeah, I thought we were going to set a record.
So funny, but hey, that's good. You know what's funny? I was actually supposed to be a lead singer for a band again, in 16 years old, high school, and I couldn't remember lyrics, so I wasn't a singer of that band.
The thing is, with a lot of musicians, though, and I saw this, always trying to put stuff together, they're the most disorganized, undependable people ever.
Like, really?
Yes. A majority of them. Yeah. And that's why the bands that you see succeed truly are the bands that treated what they were doing like a business and treated it that all of the members equally respected the art and the business side of things.
Right.
And then push forward together. And if you look at a lot of bands, a lot of them fail because half the members just don't. It's we don't need to practice, man. I wanted to take my girl to a movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then you have people who are super focused, like Drake, and then Derek comes along and records an album and knocks him right off the charts. Right off the fucking charts.
I mean, I wouldn't say off the charts, but yeah, it's kind of how our podcast was. We had our moment of fame, you know, like, oh, we're like number two.
We took that number two spot in comedy.
That's huge.
That's brilliant.
That was a good feeling. I'm glad I got the screenshot because I wanted to pass Joe Rogan. I'm a huge fan of the Joe Rogan experience.
I think if we planned it, we could. If we truly planned it, with a good episode and a good marketing campaign, it would take us 48 hours, and we could.
Yeah, but that's
could be, we could be number one
again. Yeah. But that's a temporary thing. Like you see him, he's holding that spot. The more we do this, people start
to
know it. We're gonna be there.
Episode 750.
I know.
And Joe Rogan
is Rock amazing. And I both love him, dude. He's funny, super smart, and fucking rad, and talks about kind of a multifaceted thing on this podcast. He's never like one directional.
Dude, Ross, I just listened to
One Direction.
I did that for you.
To Josh Wolf had Brian Callen on his podcast as guest.
Did he?
And it was right away, Brian sucked it into just like, I'm going to keep listening to this. Like, shit. Like, because Brian's.
Yeah.
Brian's
and by the way, so, hey, Jared, in turn, I had heard Josh Wolf on Brian's podcast.
No shit.
And yeah. So and Brian sucked it all in. Right. Their show is starting. By the way, those of you who don't know who listen to us, we're friends with Fighter and the Kid, Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen make an appearance in Range 15.
Good dudes.
Funniest.
Great dudes. I had so much fun
Great
with them.
Dudes.
Yeah.
I was telling that to Josh the other day. I was just like, dude, like Brian drew me in that whole day. Like I just wanted to stand near him
dude,
the whole
such
fucking
rad,
day.
They're both rad dudes. And I was impressed that Brendan is such a good looking dude.
Dude, well, I've watched his fights forever, and I was like,
whoa.
No,
did your price
is it good
go
enough
down?
For you to fuck? Is that who
did your
who
price
your
go
is?
Down?
No, I didn't know.
If it was Brendan, would your price go down?
We've watched him fight for years,
dude,
Matt.
Rocco and I are huge fighters or fight fans. And then when we watched, I saw him in real life. I was like, God damn, dude, you're fucking handsome.
Yeah,
he was like 6'5". I was like,
he's one
hey,
of those
my
dudes,
wife's here on set. Don't you look at her, bitch?
Exactly. I was like one of those guys. Like, I wouldn't introduce him to my sister because he'd try and fuck her.
Yeah, I can't beat your ass, but I'll shoot you.
I was putting the armor on. I was touching everything.
You were, you sick fuck.
Hey, and Jared, to go back to your point, you know why they're so successful? Brendan is the one who does all the business in that group, and he really pushed them to the edge. Like, for all their success and everything they're doing now, like, dude, on the podcast, they talk about it all the time, how, you know, Callen's late or whatever. Brendan keeps driving that train, so.
Dude, nice. And that's what this stuff takes. In all of this, it takes somebody with a good business mindset that says, hey, it's fun and games and it's great to enjoy what you do, but you've got to take it seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. Can I wake up at 10?
Yeah, man.
We don't have problems with that, ever.
So anyways, back to, I got a song called Taking Your Motherfucking Pants Off.
Yeah. Take your pants off.
Take your fucking pants off.
Hey, Matt, who is the horrible lead singer that you outed earlier of your former band?
Oh, dude, this is when I was 15, man. I was the worst musician in the band, so I can't really out him.
Just who was the singer? Who was the singer?
I'm not outing him. Whatever.
He needs to know.
Fuck it. Jeremy Sentiso.
Google it.
Jeremy.
Him on Facebook. Find him on Facebook.
He just took over as the lead singer for Foo Fighters.
Fuck.
He's now on the Fight on Sight list.
No. He was a nice kid, man. We were young. It was just kind of like that. Where are you? I don't know.
That was the time,
though. Yeah, that was exactly what was
I recently saw Starting Line live.
How was that?
Yeah, of course he loved it. Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed. I hate to say that because I love them.
Yeah.
But they were the headlining band. They play one show a year. They played for fucking like 35 minutes.
Really?
Like three songs everybody knew, four songs everybody knew. They played one weird song that he said he just wrote that sounded like August Burns Red, where he was screaming, and it's like, I didn't come here to listen to you fucking scream, dude. Like,
I would have.
I was just kind of like, I was sad about. I'm still sad about that whole event.
You should drink some more vodka. You're looking a little.
Yeah, you are. Drink some more.
I'm a little down.
Drink some more vodka,
Kenny. If you ever listen to our podcast, you disappointed me. Write me an email.
Yeah.
Call me at.
R.I.P. Lenny. R.I.P. Lenny.
Tina, answer your fucking Twitter.
Oh, Tina Margarino. You were talking about Tina Margarino.
Oh, that's right.
Napoleon Dynamite's girlfriend has not responded to Jared. By the way, I'm on day like 40-something of Robert Rodriguez.
I think you
of
should
at Rodriguez.
Start harassing
he has
her.
Still not let me write Machete and
on Instagram.
Machete Kills Again in space.
Have you even got, so a, have you even got there, a reply, Ross?
No,
I have not gotten a reply, dude, although he has replied to others. So if you're out there listening,
I got real
keep
close,
hammering
Ross.
Him away.
I got real close. I'm just trying to convince one of his buddies
to
pass the message.
Does Rudy have his email?
No, like, Rudy has everything.
Yeah.
So I'm working on
you're
it real quick.
I just don't,
I'm trying to, yeah, I was trying not to throw Rudy's information out there, but I have one of his buddies that I'm really working on convincing, trying to pass over that information so I can reach
actually
out.
Better yet, let's set up a dinner, and
that's
then
it.
We'll bring it up.
That's it.
Like
yeah,
like,
and by the way, because we are over 600 tweets now. People
well,
have been tweeting
hey, Ross,
all over from the podcast.
Here's
at
the deal.
Rodriguez on Twitter.
Hey, Rudy Reyes will be at SHOT Show. Let's sit down with him and let's talk. He's gonna get to know what's going on, and then he's gonna be like, you know what, brother?
Hey, brother.
I love it, brother. And let's do it, brother. And so he's gonna pass the information, and we're gonna make this happen because he's all about these good connections, and that's gonna be good for him too because we'll
about,
get Rudy Reyes in the movie
he's about
as well.
Good vibes.
Good vibes, man.
Dude, Rudy gives me weird like all of a sudden I'm motivated to like
dude.
Work out.
Dude,
when I'm around
I'm
him.
Telling you, I was on set with him one time, and he did a million push-ups, and I was
Jesus.
Like, why is he doing so many?
I filmed the scene in bed with Derek today.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey. Yeah.
I had a huge erection.
It was big.
God damn.
It was big.
Did you kick him out of bed for eating crackers?
No, we got under the sheets.
Yeah, we got on the sheets.
Did you really?
Yeah,
wow.
Sheets, and it was not neat. So.
Sheets and crackers.
Sheets and crackers.
Take your pants off.
Take your fucking pants off. Yeah, hey, if you took your pants off, do you have shaved pubes? I shave up,
whoa,
dude. I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, no,
I'm not afraid
to.
Of that, dude.
You have to.
Some people don't, though, Rocco. Some
I
people
don't.
That's weird. What?
No shit.
No, I believe
of course you don't.
I believe
Jared.
That.
Of course
listen,
you don't.
Listen, Ross.
He could barely even shower.
Yeah, exactly. It was about a year ago we decided we wanted to get a personal assistant just for JT, not for anyone
else. Dude, when we were in Charleston.
God, man.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story. Jared went through like a rough like 4 days.
I don't remember.
We were traveling everywhere.
Matt, I thought you were going to say childhood, and then you were like,
oh, no. Dude, no, you
traveling
this,
in
man.
Charleston was your rough 4 days.
No, we were doing like a whiskey tour. This is like 9 months ago, man. And Jared just like hadn't showered in 2 days. Rocco shows up, and Jared's like, I really need to do laundry, man. And we're like, okay. So he went to the bar and ended up, it was the
No, that's in Southern Pines.
In Southern Pines.
Yes.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He goes, yeah, I was getting a beer in some random like 45-year-old said she'd washed my clothes, so I gave her a bag of my clothes, like, dude, to a complete fucking stranger. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, that was the night after he pissed all over the goddamn room. Dude,
so Rocco and I were just like, what is going on with Jared's life? And you've been way better lately, but like, he gave his fucking dirty clothes to a complete stranger in Southern Pines, like at a random bar. And no, she was like, I'll go wash them at my friend's house. Come
that's
pick
exactly.
Them up in like
she
2 hours.
She was washing them at a friend's
at
house.
At a random bar.
Dude, she was.
No. There's more details you're leaving out. I got down to, because we weren't staying in like a real hotel. We were staying in
like an old
woman owned the house.
Yeah.
So I came downstairs with that bag and I asked her, do you know any place I could do laundry? And she goes, no, I mean, you could walk up and down Main Street, but I don't know anything specific. And that chick was sitting in those weird chairs in the lobby. And she goes, oh, you need to do laundry? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, we could go to my friend's house and fucking do it there.
Yeah, but her friend's house. And Jared even said, he goes, yeah, but we went to the friend's house. They didn't even know who she was, really.
Yeah, well, she was like, oh, well, she's at work, but her son's there.
Did she do your fucking laundry?
Yes.
No.
And she brought it back folded.
No, you're misrepresenting this.
What?
The fucking laundry was in a bag and it was still wet.
Oh, yeah. That's
and we
right.
waited
yeah.
for like 2 hours
yeah.
when we thought
at
she was
restaurant.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we remember we were sitting there like, dude, yes. your clothes are fucking gone, yeah. bro. And she walked in like cracked out and was like, I gotta go. Yeah. Here's
she
your laundry.
Was
it was
herself.
Yeah, it was wet. And I was just like,
it was insane. Yeah.
Oh, my
weird.
God, dude.
Jared trusts everyone and talks to everyone. Like fucking weirdos.
Hey, she said she'd wash my clothes and she did. And they dried in the trunk.
Yeah, and you needed that.
Oh, boy.
That's a real story.
That can't be.
Because that day we started driving south. We were in
That was a
Southern
big
Pines.
Week, man. A lot of crazy shit. You pissed on the floor, got laundry done, I quit my job. It was good.
I had 2 showers over the course of that 24 hours because I took one where we were waiting to go to the bar when we checked into the hotel.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, I think you guys
were
at my house.
Your wife.
I think you guys were at my house the week before,
yes.
and then you guys went down there, and I remember you calling specifically, and you're like, I'm fucking done with this trip. I'm done with it. Like, you guys had really gone hard.
Well, dude, we went on a yacht. The yacht broke.
Dude, yeah, we were, like, meeting up with all these random people. It was just too much. I was like, I'm ready to go home, man. Like,
So we did the Wilmington thing, immediately followed by the Fayetteville giant meet and greet. Immediately following Southern Pines, immediately following Charleston. I mean, it was
like 4 or 5 meet and greets in a row, and I was just like smoked. I was like, I'm done, man. I want to go like lock myself into my room and watch movies.
We filmed a video out on the boats in Charleston. The boat broke, and that guy ended up stealing like $40,000 from us.
Yes,
it was like 25.
He's on the
40.
He's on the fight
between
on site.
Like 25 and 40.
He's fight on site for sure.
Yeah.
What? Who is this guy?
Nah,
who is this fucking guy?
Nah, we won't out, man. We've had some.
We're going through some legal shit with that. So we're not.
Who is the $65,000 man?
No, that's the thing. We're going through legal stuff right now, and we're not going to mention that right now. We'll wait until that clears, and then I'll punch him in the face.
he'll stay unnamed to this point.
Fucking fuck.
Need a beer?
Well, hey, Jared, if you need to, you can always Airbnb your extra room that you have there.
Mine? Over here?
Yeah. How much do you think you would get if we Airbnb'd your extra room there?
Oh,
and how
God.
Bad would the reviews
$42
be?
$42 a week.
We should Airbnb it for $13 a night. Like, but you have to sleep with the guns on the bed, though.
Yeah, what would be your description? What would be your description in the Airbnb, and what would the reviews be like?
It would be like getting your hole, troll.
Oh God!
because that room has blacked out windows and everything.
Dude, that is.
There's no power.
I'll never sleep there.
There's just a tiny little LED light.
No, I'm never gonna sleep there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shut up.
We need
everybody.
Derek to sleep there.
Derek slept in there. Matt slept in there. Everybody slept in there.
I've not slept in there
Rio,
yet.
When
in that party,
in that
room,
Derek hates it because you're like the most allergic to pets, so just destroys you.
And we just let the animals.
Dude,
just
every
like
night
have
I slept
that
in
bed.
That room, I laid my fucking clothes out on the bed. I slept on top of my clothes.
I can already hear you getting nasally for being in the house for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let's. I want to talk to Derek a little bit. You want one of those? He wants one of those.
I just want one of those. Like,
jeez.
Not the one you have.
I want to know.
Get in your hole, troll. Get in your hole, troll.
Here, drink this one. Here, drink this weird thing. Get
here,
that.
Here's a Coors Light, buddy. There you go.
God, you fucking softy.
I'm sorry.
Obviously, we're drinking tonight. But Derek, tell me, I want to know, what are the plans, man? What are the plans for you being here in El Paso? We're kind of excited about everything, you moving out here. And so what are some future ideas that you have going on, and as well as plans for getting shredded and hopefully getting me shredded for the future?
Yeah.
And dudes, you're going to blow. Tell us about them, too.
All the dudes are like the top dudes.
I mean, I would say the top two.
Maybe at the end. You know, I fucking came down here to hang out with you guys. You know, up in Minnesota, like, we all preach about community and shit like that. Up in Minnesota, even though I had friends and there's community there and shit like that, I just kind of felt a little bit on my own, you know, and so it's nice to be down here hanging out with you guys. But, you know, like, no shit, I came down here to open a fucking gym.
Yeah! Yes. Yeah. We've been waiting to hear that.
No
man.
Shit.
So we're going to...
That's the plan, Stan.
We're going to do it in El Paso here.
Fuck
and
yeah.
We just fucking start here, and we... And I came down here. Holy shit, there's a lot of fucking gyms in this town. There's a lot of like in shape people. I'm not used to this, you know. Like,
everyone works out. Even
everybody up in Minnesota is too busy eating fried mayonnaise bowls.
even the 35-year-old mother with four kids, she works out.
Yeah,
and that's what I learned. And you know, like up in Minnesota, I go to like these fancy fucking gyms. It's white suburban moms and shit like that. I'm used to seeing hot moms all day while their husbands are at work. They don't work. I come down here and it's like middle aged Mexican women. You can tell they're like. They got kids and
But you notice though, the personal trainers are not in shape.
Not yet.
There's very few out there that look like personal trainers.
It's funny you say. I mean, some of the CrossFit gym people, trainers are decent shape, but like. Yeah, man, a lot of like the
regular gyms,
EP fitness people are all fat. When the Russian guy we like at the EP,
but Dorian,
is like,
Dorian's the fucking
dude,
shit.
He's
Dorian
cool,
ruins my life, man. Yeah. I think I work out hard every time I'm doing something. Dorian comes over and he like corrects me and makes me go harder. I wait to do my lift until I know that Dorian is across the fucking room.
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's one of the personal trainers here, Ross, at our local gym that we all go to. He's not Russian background. What was his descent?
I would say Russian.
Yeah,
I don't
he
know,
seems
man.
Ukraine or
Armenian?
Something like that.
Something
like, yeah, but he has a military background. He was a military guy, veteran, and then all he does is come up and talk shit about all of us when we work out. It's like, you're farming, you need to do this a little bit better. But when you wake up in the morning, and you're drinking a spoonful of vinegar oil.
Just yesterday, he's like, hey, before you come lift, a tablespoon of fucking extra virgin olive oil, and then a tablespoon of honey and crushed up pecans. And he didn't tell me what the fuck it does. He just told me to take it. I'm
he
like,
has a cure
man,
for
I don't
everything.
Know. I don't know. Yeah, he's like, I come from a place where we don't have the nice things you have. I'm like, that doesn't mean I'm going to drink olive oil.
I have a subscription to EP Fitness.
Subscription? Is that what you call it?
I don't know. I've been paid for it every month.
A membership?
It's a membership, you fucking. Whatever. You got to show up once.
We're there every day at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're there. Yeah.
Dude, you know what I was. I think, Rocker, you sent that today since we're talking about working out, but the. It's like a new European fad, the synthol oils.
Oh, my God.
So if you don't know what synthol oil is, it's very prevalent, I feel like, in the European community or whatever. But it's literally
a subdermal injectable
that it's like an oil base that's not it doesn't dilute into any form of your body. It literally stays there. So
it's actually so I looked into this and I actually did the whole Wikipedia and read it as much as I far could into it.
Great source, Wikipedia.
But it's all legit.
I wrote all my college papers on Wikipedia.
I'm on Wikipedia as well, and you can find it. No, but you inject it into a muscle, and what it does is this substance.
Into the muscle? I thought it was...
No, actually.
Oh, my God.
So I was reading about it. You inject it into the muscle. And
it expands the muscle.
And here's what it does. Yeah, it pulls in the fluid into the muscle and expands the muscle. So the muscle itself looks bigger, doesn't necessarily get stronger. There's no strength behind it.
No, it's literally an oil-based thing you can't absorb.
Yeah, it's exactly.
And you have those dudes, like that picture you sent us, that guy had like a gallon worth of synthol. And I'm I can't imagine what the long-term effects or short-term effects
are. Oh, man, there's plenty of videos right now showing those get infected and having to get it drained.
The brown pus, dude.
It completely
so
destroys
disgusting.
The muscles. Do you know anything about synthol?
I know it looks stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
I see those pictures.
What about Windstraw? Is that still going on?
Oh yeah, dude. In the weightlifting, bodybuilding, professional sports, anything you can think of that's in a high level, there's going to be your steroids, your performance enhancing drugs.
I'll say this: like I've seen a lot of my friends do competitions and shit like that. Like seeing Derek and even Matt and stuff like that. The stuff that you guys do, you guys actually look good. Seeing these fucking idiots that fake tan themselves and do this dumb shit. It doesn't look at all like I don't get where we took that wrong turn and said, oh man, I want you all to be fucking weird orange. I want you all to be wearing fucking this.
But like, you have to understand that that's a culture, whatever. Man, that you don't get because obviously you don't go to the gym.
I want
to
hear Derek's opinion.
I'm saying I think it looks cooler if you're just muscular. Not
I hear
fake.
You.
Why are you going to go and make yourself fucking orange, bro?
Well, they do that. They only do that for the shows, and it shows more cuts. And that's there's a reason behind that. But go ahead, Derek. I'm gonna
if you have
your
real
opinion.
Cuts, you don't need the orange.
I get a kick out of it because I've been in both worlds now. Like I grew up, you know, lifting for 12 years, inspired by like Arnold and pumping iron and shit like that, classical lifting, bodybuilding. But last year, I started CrossFit. You know, like oh my god, and CrossFit gets so much hate. But yeah, exactly. Like bodybuilding training, and that shit's easy. Like that shit's easy as
well. It's isolation, man. It's hard to be at the top of the game, but to look decent as bodybuilding is fucking pretty easy.
And last year, at the beginning of last year, I was like, you know, I need some sort of competition aspect in my life. And I seriously considered bodybuilding, and I had to like look at myself in the mirror, like, do you want to shave your leg? Like, is that what you think a fucking man is?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I don't want to shave my leg.
Well, dude, and that's the thing with fitness across the board, which is kind of how I live my life now. Like, I like to be viewed as a man. Mel likes me, like, hairy guy and that. And I like to be very functional. But at the same time, you still want attributes like, and you and I train very similar, where it's like isolation exercises. We're building certain peaks of, you know, traps, biceps or whatever, do that. But then we're going to the competition side and doing very hardcore Olympic lifting and being a very strength athlete. And I enjoy that, man, because it's like if you're just doing 40-pound dumbbells and just isolation exercise, it's kind of boring. There's no competition in there. Like, I want to be strong, but
I think that,
at the same time, I'm not a competitor.
I think that roots from kind of our backgrounds, being the alpha males and doing these high-speed things, and eventually now it's like, okay, what's my next mission? It was like, well, fuck, it'd be nice to be successful in another field and competing in fitness. Well, there's no real – I mean, you can compete in bodybuilding, but that's not a real competitive field where we feel we've accomplished this crazy goal, but across the competition, it's like, man, that's a feat. You know
and can
mean?
I interject in this, and I'll leave this with this. I enjoy anybody that goes out and gets fit, whether it's bodybuilding, CrossFit, or anything. And I think that's a lot of disconnect out in the fitness industry. It's like, if you're not doing what I'm doing, just cross the board, then people talk shit. But at the end of the day, if you're living a healthy lifestyle, good on you. What I've seen a lot, and Derek, you can attest to this, it's like, you see a lot of people in the fitness industry, like females that are like, on Jesus, like seven times the fat burners they should be preaching. It's all about squats,
dude,
and cardio.
That's every industry.
Well, it's across the board, and it gives us false expectation of fitness. And it's like you can have 15% body fat and be a really healthy dude. It's about lifestyle. It's not about vanity. I mean, that's associated with working out, but at the end of the day, it's about
it's
health.
This,
like, we want to be strong. It's about the looking good and feeling good.
It's this new social norm that's been brought from Facebook, and it's not just fitness. It comes down to firearms, fucking everything.
It's across the board.
A guy goes to the range on Saturday and then makes a post on Sunday morning. Oh, if you ain't out fucking practicing your skills, you ain't there. It's like, dude, I know you. You only went one time, you fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
people think I look like I look good or I'm in shape. I go on my social media and I'm like, oh my god, I'm the fattest person on the earth, you know, because, yeah, like, it's all this.
But I think that's
fucking
why you've been so, like, kind of revolutionary in the standpoint of fitness you've taken. You're like, listen, you can still look great and kind of like a lot of guys we are. I just never had the voice for it. But you still live day to day like a normal human. When you want to fucking eat ice cream, fucking eat ice cream. When you want to drink Coors Light all the fucking time.
Chipotle all
the
goddamn time.
You go work your fucking ass off.
I want to give a shout out to two hardworking motherfuckers that I always see working hard, and that's Bubbles and Phil Labonte. Because those dudes are always in the fucking gym. And they're always on fucking tour.
Well,
Phil Labonte is the lead singer of All That Remains. Bubbles is the new bassist. So.
Yeah.
Yes. And those two are always pushing hard.
I think it's cool.
I want to work out with that motherfucker.
Who?
So Derek, are you still in CrossFit now?
Yeah. I tried to fucking, you know, like, moving down here, I wanted to take, like, December and January off. I didn't want to work out at all. I wanted to drink beer and get fat as fuck. But I got roped into a couple competitions, and I got this, like, legit fucking competition February 6th coming up, where it's just me versus one other dude in the spotlight and shit.
It's like the MMA of fucking CrossFit, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is he? Who is he? Do you know him? Is he your buddy?
Mike Gallardo. He's another fucking wounded veteran. I say that, like, you know, he's a below the knee amputee.
I looked him up. He is a badass. He is below the knee. I was like, oh, he's got a little bit of, you don't have the joint
manipulation.
He
stubbed his toe. He stubbed his toe once.
So, like, I'm going to do some shout out videos where, like, I remember my first paper cut, or, like, I thought this was an adaptive division, you know, like, where's your injury?
No, he's solid, man. Ross, this is going to be very similar to, like, Over the Top. It's like, when I turn my head around, it's like an engine.
That's rad, man.
No, that's cool, man. And then also,
for Derek, so for a casual person like who's not in CrossFit or new to CrossFit, is it as demanding and grueling as people say or think? Because you always see that person at the grocery store walking into the office who's just like, oh man, I was at CrossFit yesterday. I'm fucking dead today. I'm dead.
I've died on a few CrossFits.
It is like everything else in life. It is what you make of it. It's like CrossFit. It's how hard you push yourself. If they're fucking killing themselves, yeah, this shit kicks my ass every day. You know,
the first time I was introduced to it was, and I'll give this guy kudos, Peyton Knipple. I call it the shook, because literally when we were done, I shit and puked myself at the same time.
Yeah, that's funny.
So that was the workout forever.
That was your first CrossFit experience.
That was my first CrossFit experience. As an instructor, I was in really good shape, too. I was in great running shape. And he was like, all right, I just got back. He got back from the level 2 course. He's like, I want you guys to try this stuff. He had all the equipment outside. And me and this guy, Kyle Anderson, did it. And my soul died that day.
Hey, yeah. Ross, here's something kind of exciting. Derek has taken on the role of being my personal trainer for 2016.
Oh, shit.
But there's a competition aspect involved. Yes. You know, so I'm a First Forum sponsored athlete, and First Forum just launched their like 2016 transformation competition.
Yeah,
essentially
$10,000 right to the winner.
Yeah, $10,000 every 90 days to a new winner. $50,000 overall for the fucking year.
Damn.
Right. And so,
wow.
Yeah.
So, I can transform.
But it's a no shit. Like, so you know, like I'm a First Forum sponsored athlete. This company, what we're talking about fitness here, that's them. They're regular. Everybody who works for the company, everybody in the community, we're all regular fucking people. And so this is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, Ross,
that's awesome.
I heard you before. I kind of cut out for a second, but you're asking about CrossFit. I believe CrossFit is like a dick, right?
Oh, man.
Just because you sucked it once doesn't make you a professional dick sucker. Doesn't make you great at dick sucking. Now, there are people out there that suck that dick like they're mad at it, and they're great CrossFit athletes. But, you know, if you showed up to a couple classes, I don't want you to give me a blowjob because you're not that good at it. Do you get the analogy?
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 100%.
That wins the top analogy of 2016 award.
a lot of the people who do CrossFit treat it like a marathon of like, oh my God, I did that once. There's not very many people that I'm like, oh, that's a regular everyday thing for them.
But then when you see like top competing CrossFit athletes, you're like, I can't even touch what they're doing.
I want to know what those motherfuckers are on.
We had one of those guys on Range 15. It was Kenneth Leverage.
Yeah.
Kenneth Leverage.
Yeah.
What an amazing person.
And he was cool as fuck.
The coolest dude we've met. And the guy was jacked. He wore tight pants.
He's in a really funny scene, too.
Yeah, a huge funny scene.
He's got a really funny scene.
With our hair specialist, Maddie.
Yeah, what a great dude that guy was, man. We had a good time with him. And he was complete. Like, you hear the stereotypes of these CrossFitters, think they're all big and bad or whatever. You know, you hear these stereotypes.
Humble dude, man.
This guy was so humble, fun. And I even talked to him, like, man, you know, one of these days I want to try it. And he goes, oh, brother, you text me. Let me know and I'll help you out. I mean, what a good dude, man.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why it's a stereotype because it's not prevalent.
It's like I've never met a mean Mormon. CrossFitters are pretty much the Mormons of working out.
What?
Wow. Wow, Jared, you're really reaching on that.
Jared with the knowledge.
Jared's like, I don't know how to be in this conversation. They're talking about working out and
fitness. Can we talk about food again?
Yeah.
I wish more men were like him. Like, I was waiting for that joke to pop up. I was waiting for. Hey, so let's since Jared ended it on a downer, let's bring it up on a positive. We're gonna go with the drinking bros and broettes of the week for the first time ever. It is a couple.
Oh no!
It is a couple this week.
Hey. Who is it, Ross?
It is Melissa Streeter and her husband Sean Streeter.
Yeah. The Streeters.
Oh, shit!
God,
it is the first
them.
Drinking bro couple of the week.
I've partied with them in two cities.
Wilmington
and Las Vegas.
Yeah, I remember we took double shots of Jameson in a parking lot in Las Vegas.
We did.
He's like, "Yeah, you want to get drunk tonight, mate? Yeah. Take another
and
shot."
And he was inviting the girl in the minivan to come to our party.
I think she came too.
Twice.
Shit. Sorry, Mel. Just kidding.
Melissa is super active on the Drinking Bros fitness page, and she out deltoids Jared.
Easily.
She's a fucking strong girl.
Everybody does.
Let's get her numbers, and then I'll go match them.
You know, I have a funny story I want to tell about Jared real quick, but the Melissa and Sean, dude, we love you guys. They're so. They help out the page. They're always doing good things for people and just active. And we love that. We love seeing people active in the community. So that's phenomenal.
You said
the trap comment about Jared real quick. And I want to bring up the fact that even though we make fun of you, Jared, I'm going to give you a compliment. We remember we were on Buffalo Wild Wings on base.
Yes.
You missed the punching bag.
I missed the punching
bag. Which was so funny. But Jared, I think you took the bar out of... like 20 dudes that hit the fucking the bag, the machine that records how hard you hit, you took the fucking cake, man.
Yeah,
I can get consistent 800 to 900. I couldn't remember. Buffalo,
he's so weird, but he's goddamn, he's good.
Dude, I was like, oh, look at this. He's so gonna make. And dude,
Ross, I went for it and missed the whole fucking ball.
That's okay. Remember, I did a high kick.
Yeah, and Matt went to do a roundhouse kick and slipped.
I still hit it, but
I kicked the whole machine. What a fucking
and Jared rocked you guys.
Yes, I know. I was like,
well, it wasn't even against them. We were all going against other dudes that were just calling us out. And I know that machine, so I was like, all right, let's.
When it's
do
a video
this.
Game, Jared kills.
I know that machine.
Fuck, man.
Oh fuck! When it's a video game, Jared's the one we call. Yeah, when we buy the fucking town. The guy who owns the video game store in Sweat, South Dakota. Exactly.
Hey,
he opens up a GameStop.
The sheriff
on every goddamn corner.
The sheriff outlawed AC and Sweat, South Dakota.
Fuck that! I'm from Minnesota.
Can I use a lifeline when it comes to video games? I'm gonna call Jared.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody would.
Shit, I love. Before we wrap it up, Ross, I know you're gonna do a little end thing here, but I do want to give another shout to. Derek, you'll probably see him more on the show lately. He's down in El Paso with us. I think from the whole crew, it's been...
you can see great nudes of him, www.derekwida.com. Oh, wait, some asshole bought that, didn't
he? No, I talked to him today. He's going to give it to me for like the same fucking price that he got it.
You're
going to
get .com.
He's actually a decent person. I don't know if it's... He's a nice guy. Maybe it's because somebody posted his fucking address and phone number online.
Troll dogs.
Fuck you both. Yeah, I was trying to be nice. But, dude, Derek, to everybody, man, it's been a pleasure for you to move down here. Yep. And we love you. So, Ross, go for it, brother.
Yeah. Derek, you're a super inspirational dude.
He's going to be in Rescue 16, by the way.
Rescue 16, yeah. Ross.
You're almost too nice, and you're a better human than every single person on this show. And like it
oh, poor potato.
You add a touch of class to this otherwise classless show we call Drinking Bros. So for Matt Best, Rocco, Jared Taylor, Ross Patterson, and our special guest, Derek Wida.
It's Wida, not Wida. God damn it.
Whatever.
We're going to beat you with this prosthetic.
Take your leg off.
He said, take your leg off?
What? What?
This is going to be the greatest show in the world, dude.
I want to be in the background swinging my leg in the air.
I want you to end the song. Yeah. Like, take your leg off.
What? Oh. What? What?
All right, we love you guys, Drinking Bros. We are out.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.